It is June 17th, and Netflix has Orange is the New Black. It's up now on the website. Adrian C. Moore is on the phone. She plays Cindy. What's up, Cindy?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Morning, Tom, Sybil. How are you guys doing? IJ Anthony, how are you all?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. This is it. This is it. This is the day that everybody's been waiting for, season four. It's up now.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it. We watched, you know, we had our premiere party last night, and we watched the first episode, and I can't believe it's almost been a year ago that we started that episode.
Wow.
So I've been waiting for this season to come to you guys for so long.
Oh. Okay, who's your what's going to happen with your character this season?
Well, first of all, you know that Black Cindy has adopted a new name.
Tova, as a result of converting to Judaism.
Right.
Yes. So there's a lot in store for Black Cindy as it comes to as it relates to religion this season. You know, she's always up to something to try and, you know, make sure her commissary stays on lock and she in prison. But we have these new inmates that are coming in, and I think for Black Cindy, you know, she's definitely being tested this year. You know, does she sort of take the higher road and let sort of spiritual principles and stuff, you know, win the occasion, or does she still going back and wanting to slap somebody because, you know, they're getting on her nerves?
Tested because one of your, they said your bunkmate or at least one of the new inmates, his name is Abdullah. So
Yes.
Abdullah and Tova, are y'all going to go
yes.
ahead?
I obviously don't want to give everything away, but they had in this first episode, they have a shalom and a malikum salam type interview or introduction to one another. And that kicked things off in a very interesting way.
So who's your favorite character other than Black Cindy?
There's so many. It's so funny because I love being asked that question because I feel like I can change it up every single time because there's so many characters that I'm absolutely in love with. Namely, Maritza is one of them, who you will see a lot of on this character this season. That's Diane Guerrero's character. She's a little hot spitfire. She is.
Will we find out why Crazy Eyes is in jail?
Ooh, we find out some more about Crazy Eyes this season.
So,
yes.
So we find out more, but not necessarily all.
No,
because I think we know. I think we know every. I think we know why every character is in jail except Crazy Eyes.
Except her.
You don't know why I'm in jail.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, we don't know.
Oh, we don't.
Now, when we find that out this season,
now you got a mirror in, a mirror into what you know Black Cindy likes to do at work, but not necessarily what landed her in jail.
Right.
Okay.
Now, people know you obviously now. Season four, we're into on Orange Is the New Black, but you just kicked the stage again just this week, right? With the all female version of Taming of the Shrew in New York City.
Yeah, we just opened on Monday, so we are in the blazing heat with raccoons and helicopters flying above us and mosquitoes, and it has literally been one of the best theater experiences of my life because it is Shakespeare and it's always been something that I was afraid of doing, but the team that the Public Theater has put together has made this experience so welcoming and so fulfilling for me.
And once again, all females.
I cannot get away from all these women. But here's the interesting thing about that. I feel like doubly empowered because we're all with women, so that's one sort of like female empowerment. But the play, the majority of the characters are men, and so the majority of the women in our cast are playing men. So it's like we have women, but we're playing men. So we just feel doubly empowered on this show.
The great LaTanya Richardson
Jackson. Richardson Jackson, yes.
And one of my new favorites is Kush Jumbo, and we knew her from Luca, from The Good Wife this past season.
Yes, and
Black Cindy. How great is that? And it's free.
And it's Shakespeare, so you're already getting a mouthful right there.
Good for you. What a great time for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It has literally been a wave that I have enjoyed riding on, and I want to continue and don't want to get off.
Well, Laverne Cox is really doing well.
Oh, yes, she is, and you have to check her out coming up in the new Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's coming out. Oh, yes. I am so looking forward to that because I was definitely a Rock Horror cult fan as a kid.
And so was Jay. He always liked that.
I'm a transvestite from Transylvania.
Yes.
Congratulations. This is real.
So being in prison clothes ain't that bad, huh?
Okay.
No. It's so funny because, you know, we get more dressed up going to a red carpet for one of the Netflix events than we do going to work.
That is great. Good for you.
It's up now on Netflix. It started what time last night?
I think it started at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
It literally started as I literally left the premiere party at 2:30 a.m.
And it was up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, so we are up and ready for you guys.
Good for you. Congrats, really.
Season 4,
Black
Orange
Cindy.
Is the New Black.
Also known as Tova.
Binge watch this weekend.
Exactly.